This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
So the question is, have you ever hooked up with somebody at your office Christmas party? And then after that, did anything happen between the two of you guys? Like, you know, did you stay together or did you have a relationship from that? Because we have a listener right now on the line and you're in that situation. I do have you on voice disguise, by the way. I got your note about that.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes, you sound like a chipmunk robot. You're good. It's fine.
Okay, good. So this is really embarrassing, but like I was saying in my message, I wanted to know if anyone had hooked up at a Christmas party or even at work, and then it actually turned into something, like turned into a relationship.
Right, at 955-9254, because what happened at your Christmas party?
I can't believe I am on the radio talking about this, but I work at this big office in Melville. I really definitely cannot say which one.
That's fine.
I'm in accounting, and this guy, he's in a different division, but I see him all over the place where we all eat lunch, the cafe or whatever, and he is so hot. Like, oh my gosh, the hottest thing. And I would always notice him, and I'm so obsessed with his ties.
His ties?
Yes. He wears such good ties. He's like, so banging. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
Okay, so have you ever talked to the hot tie wearing man? Have you ever discussed?
No. Because it would be weird, because unless we were like in the same place at the same time, like in the line or something, then we could talk. But because people sit at tables with their divisions, I never see him to talk to him. But a couple of weeks ago, we had our holiday party and things happened.
God, I love when things happen.
I know. It was so perfect. Okay. It was at this really nice restaurant. We're all dressed up. I looked so great. Like, cocktail dress, 5-inch heels were on.
Yes, hunty, I feel.
We're at the party. It's like 2 hours in. Drinks are flowing. Conversations are happening. Everybody's loosey-goosey. People are mixing it up with people they don't normally talk to. It's just like everyone together. And finally, the both of us, me and this guy, wind up at the bar at the same time.
Oh my gosh, you just wind up? I love that. So then what happened?
Well, I might have seen him go to the bar, and I might have hustled over so I could be near him, but I was not initiating conversation.
Oh, good. Let him initiate, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, good.
And he's like, hi, I'm... Oh my gosh, I said his name.
It's fine, girl. Okay. I got your back. I bleeped it out. Relax and go on.
Okay, good. So anyway, and oh my gosh, I was so stupid. I was like, oh, I've seen you at the cafe.
Hello.
I like your tie.
No, you didn't. Oh, it's because you were drinking.
No.
You couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, but he laughed and he was like, I like your dress. And he was drinking too, like gin and tonics or something. And so we were both
bombed, like Dana was randomly doing fireball shots at her office Christmas party.
I was.
Oh, you got bombed?
Well, I got peer pressured by John Online, and then all of a sudden I was doing fireball shots. It was weird. But so what happened with you guys?
One of his buddies was picking him up. So we went to go wait outside, and we totally made out on the sidewalk outside the party.
Boom, ding. End of story. Wrap it up. I'll take this home, please.
But wait, so, like, is that all that happened, or is there more, or?
There isn't more, and that's what I don't get. It's been, like, I don't know, like, half a month. I don't know. Time doesn't really count because of the holidays. It was Christmas and then New Year's.
Right.
It would be weird for me to, like, want to go out with him for New Year's.
No.
Totally.
No.
Jason, stop. You have no game at all. Don't be so eager. So what, he didn't even text you or anything?
Well, no. I didn't give him my number. This is the thing.
Oh.
He said he'd message me because we have this inner office messaging system.
Okay.
Because he could find me super easy. But I forgot that it was like the holiday coming up. And yesterday was the first day we were both back in the office. And he didn't message me.
He didn't.
Girl, just message him.
No, don't message him. You have no game at all. All right, so today might be the day that he messages you because it's only the second day back.
Right.
But I don't know. You're wondering, has anybody ever had an actual relationship from an office hookup, like at a Christmas party or something like that? Or should she just expect nothing to ever happen from this little fling at 955-9254?
I honestly think we should call him and ask him to dinner.
No.
Or send flowers.
Jason.
Show up at his cubicle naked.
Jason.
Oh my God.
Stop. Friend, we'll get you some answers, okay?
Okay.
First phone call of 2015 from Lighthouse Michelle.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back. I missed you guys over the break. I went through withdrawals.
You did?
I did. I was like, where's Jason and Dana? Especially John. Where's his, like, dumbass things?
He'll be coming to the table with plenty. He sent me a list of problems he has. So,
fabulous.
Yep. So, all right, talk to us about this inner office hookup situation.
Okay, so I worked for a company years ago in Melville, and it sounds like she worked for the same company.
Really? Oh. Get out of here.
They're scandalous, but I mean, come on, scandalous. You're drunk, you're intoxicated. Don't expect that I am that into office anything. You were a smile kiss outside a restaurant after being intoxicated. Everybody has those drunken kisses.
So do you feel like nothing will ever come from that?
Nothing will ever come from it. If it didn't happen while he was sober, honey, it's not going to happen now.
No, wait. No, because maybe he just needed a, like... comfort no. zone. Yes, he no. needed his opportunity to approach her office Christmas party. Perfect. And does it make sense that, okay, he didn't message her the first day they were back at work, but maybe he'll message her today?
No, he didn't message her before the Christmas party, before the alcohol, before everything.
He didn't know her, then he only saw her at the cafe, maybe.
It doesn't matter. Any company, listen, I don't care what company you work for. I've worked for large companies, and I know, I'm telling you, it sounds like the company I used to work for. Can I say the name?
Get out of here. Stop it. Beep.
And can I tell you, they all go down to that cafe. They all stand on their line. They all sit at the table. If you really want to hang out or date somebody within a company, regardless of what department you work in, they're going to find a way to
But maybe he didn't know her, and then this was his opportunity.
He probably still doesn't know her.
Whatever.
It's called a drunken kiss, Dana.
I think there's something going to come from it. I do.
I don't think so. Have you ever had it? Have you ever kissed a guy outside a bar and not got his number and nothing ever came of it?
I'm just going through my memories.
There was
this one time.
I wouldn't hold my breath. I wouldn't say, why isn't he doing this? Why? Listen, he was drunk. You were drunk. Take it as a kiss and move on.
So what you're saying, Lighthouse Michelle, is that nothing serious can come from a drunken hookup.
I wouldn't say nothing, but I'm just saying if it was one, no conversation prior to the hookup, no conversation after the hookup, and it was nothing even at the party. It was just a mild, we went outside, he was waiting for his friend, and he kissed me. Oh, my God.
They talked at the bar, Lighthouse.
They talked about her dress and his tie.
That could be foreplay if it's in the right book.
It would be to me. I mean, honestly, no. I've had relationships that started after meeting at a bar.
And most of your children came after meeting your husband at a bar.
No, I did not.
But I have to say, you're meeting somebody at a bar. She's not meeting him at a bar. She's meeting him at the bar at her company.
No, walls get broken down. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of a breezer.
So we're going to follow up with this, and we're going to see. And I
tomorrow.
Nothing's going to happen.
Tomorrow we'll follow up.
Nothing's going to happen.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you, Lighthouse.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, peace, love. He goes, it's Peace Love Penguins from Twitter.
I love her.
I love
She's
her
my favorite.
Too. But I don't know your real name.
Allie.
He wrote Peace Love Penguin down.
That's fine.
Peace Love Penguins it is. Okay. On Twitter. Now, friend, have you had any experience with this office Christmas party hookup situation?
I do sit on that, but
okay.
He's not going to message her.
What do you mean? Peace, love.
First of all, put everything else aside. It was just a drunk makeout. Drunk makeouts never mean anything.
Yes, they do.
She is smart enough, at least, because obviously she isn't.
Well, here's the deal, Peace, Love, Penguin. Drunken makeouts... Drunken makeouts to Dana means another baby on the way.
No, it doesn't. Well, now they do. But
drunk makeouts are very fun, but they're meaningless.
No, really? Sometimes there are. I know that I've had relationships that started that way.
But most of them turned out gay.
But most of them turned out to be homosexuals in college. Weird.
Don't admit that.
No, it's already been admitted. It's just my history.
When are we going to have a drunken makeout?
Never. Thank you for calling, Peace Love.
No problem.
Bye. Dan from Bellport.
Happy New Year, ladies, and Happy New Year to you too, Dana.
Ladies. Thank you. What is your thought about this inner office business?
No, no, and hell no.
No, what? No. What about what? No.
Office, Christmas party, hookups. Absolutely no way. No way, no how.
But what? It happened. You can't say no because it happened.
Don't expect a text.
What really? About an inner office message?
No. No messages, no texts, no, hey, how's it going? If anything, I would be willing to bet this guy's embarrassed. He might even be married for all she knows. Or with somebody significant, office hookups at Christmas parties, are a big no-no to begin with.
Dan, have you had experience with this?
I know, you sound like you come from a place of knowing.
Yes, but that was back in the, you know, like late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s.
Throwback.
When, you know, you didn't have all these office sexual harassment issues.
Oh,
and
issues.
Office parties are still considered part of the office. Even if you're drunk, it's not good.
Not good. Okay, so she should expect nothing.
She should expect nothing and like it.
That's what my fiance tells me, too, every night.
All right, this is getting personal. Thanks, Dan.
Bye.
Christine from Medford.
If he was interested, wouldn't he ask for her phone number or something?
But I understand that if they communicate through messaging system in the office, then what's the problem? I mean, this is normal.
Okay. Two things. One, if he was interested, he would have asked for her phone number. He wouldn't have waited through the Christmas break. And two, did he get her last name to look her up on Messenger?
Oh. See, Dana is just used to, you know, she would use any form of communication.
I am.
To get
was
the
big
guy.
Back in that day. AOL Instant Messenger.
Exactly. Or beepers.
Beepers sometimes you would get paged. Yeah, that would happen.
I mean, it could happen, but in my experience, like what I've seen, I would never do a hookup at an office anyway because, then you have to see them, and I don't like seeing them all the time.
If it doesn't work out.
Mm. Right.
It's pretty awkward for Dana and I because...
Could you stop? You are so weird. You're gay.
You're more of a gay man than I am.
Oh, so you're attracted to me for that reason.
I can't help it.
Thank you, Christina. He's weird.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.